Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Now into the third and final hour. I'd say the last 2 hours exploded past us as usual. Repent America will be joining us. Evangelist to stand trial for ministering on public sidewalk. Federal lawsuit filed. Really serious attack on free speech across the board. Liberal, conservative, Christian, whatever. Free speech is under attack. We'll be talking about that with our guest and recapping some of the things that are happening to Christians across America in the past and what's coming up in the future. But this current issue, and of course your phone calls. Right now, let's go to your calls. Ian in New York, thanks for holding. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Nice. Good, sir.
Yeah, I go to college and I take a international relations class and I take a Western civilization class. And, you know, I've been listening for a couple of years and researching and stuff. And, like, especially my international relations class, like, I stop sometimes to correct them on certain things and ask, you know, just, like, last guest about the Bilderbergs and stuff. And, like, all of a sudden he stops. He's like, you ought to stop with the conspiracies and all that. I'm like, wait a second, it's not a conspiracy here. And, like,
yeah, you go, there's an elite running things. I mean, people at least 5,000 years ago who were under a corrupt elite knew it was the elite. Their masters are saying, no, there's no elite. There's no world government as they're setting it up.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm paying good money for my education, and here they're, like, not telling me.
You're paying to be taught a false paradigm.
Yeah.
I believe in college for engineering or mathematics or scientific things you're going to need. I mean, that's really a true science. But so much of the stuff you're going to learn, you know, going to their schools of economics or going to their international affairs schools, it's just teaching you the mindset to go be a cog and a fraud.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's what I wanted to mention to you. But keep up the good work, and I look forward to what you're going to come out with next.
All right, I appreciate your call, sir, and I can tell you're frustrated. I'm not saying it's a waste of time that you're going to school. You'll learn how the enemy brainwashes people, and you'll pick up a lot while you're there. But, yeah, you bring anything up. Hey, the government once did something bad. Shut up. It doesn't exist. Government is pure as the driven snow and godlike. Government created the solar system. Government created the sun. Government breathed life into Adam. Government, government, government. Day one, government. Let's talk to Alex in Connecticut. Alex, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I was going to school too, and I've been hearing stuff about that too. You know, you're frustrated. And you want to correct the teachers.
Any criticism? Look, if the media was saying the Earth was flat and you said it wasn't, they'd go, "Stop your extremism." Code word for racism.
Yeah.
Round Earth is racist.
Yeah, but I had a question. I was curious, because actually for the last guest, but about the Bilderbergers.
Sure, you can ask me in a little bit about it.
Okay. Now, you know, I know I've watched your films and, you know, talking about how the Trilateral Commission, they, you know, they control all the media outlets and all that stuff. And, you know, I was watching BBC News on PBS, and after the, you know, when the credits roll, it says, you know, the foundations are from the Bilderberger and Rockefeller. And I know you take the news from BBC, but I just want to know, for me, how do I go about, you know, getting the information?
It's a very important question. You're saying, Alex, you say the media is controlled, but then you sit there and use it. Well, they'll have an article, say a Newsday, going, isn't it wonderful? Everything you do is going to be tracked. You'll have RFID chips, and cameras will watch you, and your whole life will be recorded. And, oh, it's, and I go, no, it's not good. And then I use their own admission and then show their own spin and then try to unspin it.
Okay.
Okay? And there's not just media lying. There's spin. There's lying by omission. There's different classes of media. You know what? I got a guest coming up, but we'll get the guest on. But before I go to him, I'll spend a minute or two trying to break down different types of media with my own classification system. I mean, you can come up with a better classification if you want, but it's pretty basic. So stay there, and I'll try to explain this, because it's an important question. It's an often asked question. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There's different types of propaganda in the media. Print, television, radio, movies. In fact, there's more propaganda on average in movies and in television than there is even in print media or what you'd call classical news media. Because they know that you're in a relaxed state of mind, you're in a more subconscious mode, you're accepting the propaganda when it laces the storyline. But here's an example. The Associated Press, last week, when the Senate and House finally passed the Expanded Patriot Act and sent it on to Bush to be signed, said that it was a victory for civil libertarians, that it had been restricted, that the Patriot Act had been reauthorized, but that it had some of the bad things taken out. All the bad things stayed, and radical, horrible national police forces were created, arrest for any reason, protesting anywhere, even if no protected, quote, official is there. You get a year and a half prison just if the national police force says you did something wrong, which is anything they deem. It just was filled with nightmarish stuff. It was radical expansion. And you could read the bill and read the analysis by constitutional scholars and congressmen and others that we interviewed, and we wrote articles about it. Many others did. Clearly, it was a radical expansion. AP spun it and said, oh, it's a victory for freedom lovers. Then there's this good old-fashioned brainwashing or recasting semantical word games where now they're recasting Big Brother. Big Brother isn't a big, oppressive, authoritarian state. Big Brother's keeping kids safe. Big Brother's helping. Big Brother's to the rescue. Big Brother steps in to save people. Every day I see multiple articles in the Western world. Big Brother's good. Big Brother helps. Big Brother's nice. Big Brother helps kids. Big Brother, Big Brother, Big Brother, Big Brother, Big Brother, Big Brother. Big Brother gets dog back to owner. Big Brother, Big Brother. So you see that type of stuff going on. And then there's lying by omission, where they go, the Iranian president said that he would cause us great harm and discomfort. And then the full quote was, if you attack us, yes, I'm sure it will cause great discomfort, as you've said you will cause us, but we will cause it back. See, they were just repeating the quote of Mr. Bolton, the head UN envoy from the U.S., back to them. But see, they took it out of context. This is what they're masters at. And then you've got thousands of actual CIA officers and Department of Education and Department of Labor. Every major federal agency spends tens of millions, some cases billions a year. Just the White House, through two agencies, spent $1.6 billion in the last 2 years just through two agencies. That's only a small portion, the GAO reported, Governmental Accounting Office. And, of course, it's all illegal, but Bush says he's above the law and is going to do that. And so then they do have a lot of flat-out operatives who go, Saddam tried to buy nuclear weapons material, the yellow cake from Nigeria. Here's a document. It's fake. It's made up. Or our informant says they got WMDs. Not only is the government's thing a lie, their reporter is a government agent. Or Tommy Franks goes on TV and starts every little speech or thing he says with this. Now, I'm out of government now. I'm not with any party. I'm not paid to say this. He actually says that. Turned out he was getting paid $455,000 a year to lie for them. So you got good old-fashioned lying, and then they got select people at the Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, Fox, who put out the story that everybody else regurgitates and parrots. They're not government agents. Then you've got the propaganda just worked into the system where it's just the way the system operates. People don't even question it. Okay, you just got out of college. You're going to be working in the newsroom here at the local TV station. And we don't go out and do our own stories anymore. We do one or two of those a day. We've cut back field reporters. CBS just simply sends us these news clips. And here's the voiceover you read to give it a local flair. And then our anchor will cut back over your voiceover and make a comment and cut to weather. And so there will be the same CBS newscast nationwide the same night on every major. A few might not do it because they got bumped for something else, but most of them saying vaccines are the law. You must take them or you'll be arrested. And by the way, a new medical report says mercury's good for you. And we play those reports, and they said it nationwide, and it was written by the CIA at CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan. Where, by the way, Fox, CBS, and what's the other one? It's three of the big ones, all nest together at the CBS Broadcast Center. What is it? NBC, Fox, and CNN, and CBS. That's right, so it's four. I'm going to go to Mr. Markavich in just a minute. You asked this question. I'm going to try to give you the answer because this is an important question. Then you've got real news. Thousands and thousands of AP, Reuters, UPI, Knight Ridder, local news articles where the editor wasn't paying attention, and most big city editors are government agents in the intelligence agencies. I have documents from the 50s admitting that. But they miss it, or the editor's out playing golf or hanging out with his boyfriend, whatever he's doing. And so he misses it, and then it gets in, or it gets on the news wire. But if the establishment doesn't like it, it'll be on that news wire, but it'll never get in the paper or on the nightly news. Okay? It won't get the big traction of some Aruba kidnapping or Michael Jackson or the day's diversion. Okay? Like, it'll come out in BBC and Associated Press that Bush ordered the FBI not to stop al-Qaeda right before 9/11. And it'll be on those news wires, but never on your nightly news. So to the average person, it doesn't exist. And there's other forms of media as well. What we do is we take the media, the information, the bills, legislation, the things that didn't get major traction or that was only on regional news, we break the regional news barriers, the gatekeepers, and we put it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as a nexus point or a crossroads where you get a clearer picture of what's going on. All right. I want to go to our guest who's with Repent America, and he does great work. I am against abortion. So many liberals out there think that because I'm anti-Bush that I follow other tenets of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party's for the war. They're for the New World Order. They're bought and paid for. And people think it's a tenet or a sacrament of being a, quote, progressive or a liberal to be for abortion. And it's because you never had children or you've been involved in abortion and you can't admit to yourself what you've done. And it is murder. And it is horrible. And if you've done it, you can be forgiven. Okay, you can forgive yourself. God can forgive you. But hardening your heart and doing this is horrible. And our government gives China awards when they kill babies out of the womb. Tens of thousands of babies every year are killed outside the mother's womb here in this country. We can't even hear about a partial birth abortion, even when there's a supposed ban that still goes on. Bush is against one of the Dakotas banning most types of abortion. And, it's sick. You can tune in and see that politically incorrect show he's got now, the Bill Maher show on HBO, and he'll say all these things that are true about 9/11 or the bird flu being a hoax or the police state. But then he gets up there and with Gloria Steinem looking like a pumpkin head. She admittedly was CIA, by the way, founded Miss Magazine with CIA money. It was a front to get the women into the system and working and to break up the family so the state could raise the kids. That's a fact, by the way. That's public. And she was up there this weekend. I rarely watch TV, and I turned it on. They were salivating, talking about killing little babies. But anyways, Mr. Mark Cabbage will go out, and they'll sit on a city street and pray at the Outfest in Philadelphia. They'll be arrested, face 47 years for hate speech. Or they'll go on the edge of the university and sit there on a street corner where some nut can preach or somebody can talk about a football game, and he puts that in his lawsuit. But they get arrested. They get grabbed. They get charged. And I appreciate him holding through this five-minute diatribe. Michael Markavich, thank you so much for coming on with us.
It's good to be with you again, Alex.
You bet. Major polls in America show that we've reversed them. We're winning the fight, thank God, thank Yahweh, that abortion is now, 70% of young people are against it. 20 years ago, it was the opposite.
30%. Yeah, absolutely. There is significant progress being made against abortion in America, and our hope is that this continues. The South Dakota and Mississippi as states, I mean, this is unheard of, where we have the states now trying to eliminate abortion. So that's a good thing.
So they can't beat us, so they're going to try to gag us. And everywhere, anti-war protesters, Second Amendment demonstrators, land rights people, people are getting arrested, charged as terrorists, going to jail for wearing T-shirts that say peace on earth. You face 47 years in prison. Thank God you had video of it for praying on a street corner peaceably. I mean, this is getting scary, Michael.
Oh, without question. And I was watching your video the other day, what was going on in New York City during the Republican convention. I was up there as well, and I was put in jail for 32 hours in one of those cages they had and transferred around up there. So it is getting significant.
Period. If you had a sign and were standing around talking to people, you had a good chance of cops just walking over and taking you to jail.
Yeah, without question. We have a pending federal lawsuit against the city of New York in regards to that. We need to fight this, and we need to do what we can to stop this impeding doom that we have and eliminating free speech.
For those that don't know, before we get into the latest case, why don't you tell us, just in a nutshell, what happened a year and a half ago when you guys were facing 47 years in prison?
Well, we were in Philadelphia at an event called Outfest. It's the largest coming out day in the world, as the group describes it. And basically, we were there to minister the gospel to those in attendance, to let them know there's freedom from this lifestyle through Jesus Christ. And when we had travel down the public sidewalk, we were immediately blocked by this militant group of people who had placards and whistles and were blowing them so we could not be heard, trying to silence our message. They admitted that was their purpose. The police didn't do anything about that, but instead they basically ordered
us to leave.
By the way,
the same thing happened in Nazi Germany. The Nazis, for 5 years, simply bullied and tried to suppress people to intimidate them from coming out on the streets.
Right. Yes, and our group ranged in age from 17 to 72, so we had a couple of grandmothers out there having to deal with this harassment, and according to the Pennsylvania law, it is stalking to follow people around in public places with the intention of interfering and harassing with them while they're engaged in whatever it is. I couldn't follow the mayor around and try to block the mayor of Philadelphia, but I could certainly inquire and go up to him and exercise free speech just as anyone else, and we encourage that. We want them to come out. But we certainly want to have the opportunity to express what we were there for, and in this case we didn't. And the police, instead of dealing with this confrontation that was arising out of the blocking us on the sidewalk, joining hands and so on, they decided to arrest us, and they put us in paddy wagons, the 11 of us, and took us to jail, put us in jail for 21 hours. And when we got out of jail, we were charged with 3 felonies and 5 misdemeanors.
And you had video of all of it, doing absolutely nothing. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book. The most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Lenin School of Political Warfare has laid down a plan for a third world war that will destroy both Christianity and communism at the same time? From the rubbles of this war, the Illuminati will establish their world government, prophesied in Revelation chapter 13. Communism said they would pretend to collapse, and when America had begun to disarm, the combined communist world would launch a surprise attack and smash us with their clenched fists. We'd like to show you how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out WebTactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's WebTactical.com. Or call 503-313-9210. That's 503-313-9210.
Joins us. Now understand, I've seen the video of this. It was in the Philadelphia papers, even in national papers, and they would calmly report it like it was normal, trying to normalize it. Well, they prayed, and they're being charged with hate crimes, facing 47 years for their terrorist activities, and this is what you deserve. And they've got laws all over the country. Portland, Oregon's got one where if you criticize homosexuality, you get arrested. Folks, even if you love that and think it's great, shouldn't you defend free speech? I'm sick of these groups saying we don't have free speech. I defend everybody's free speech. And listen, I'm not allowed to go to UT. And it's like half of downtown. It's huge. and supposedly even talk to anybody. But don't worry, you can go preach as long as it's, you know, saying that we come from turkeys or, you know, possums or something. But you go down there and talk about something serious they don't like. It's all selective, and that just happened at a university with Mr. Markavich, and so now he's suing him, and we're going to talk about that more in the next segment. But right now, the really egregious example came in Philadelphia, and so the police directed you guys to another area, saying, well, you really can't be downtown. Go to this area. Go to that area. They were really directing you towards the paddy wagons, and then once you got there, tell folks what happened. Then you got charged with 47 years you were facing that.
Absolutely. We were actually attempting to work with the police. We moved from one location where they told us to go to another. We went to the next location. They told us to stop there. We stopped there. And by this time, we were stopped in the middle of a street where there was an alleyway. And I'm just kind of thinking this is a kind of an odd place for the captain of the Philadelphia Police Department to have a stop, because we had some signs and we were singing some hymns. And, they had some paddy wagons waiting for us. They pulled them down the alley. They put us in the paddy wagons and took us away, and we got through getting information for this hearing, this trial, because we filed a federal lawsuit. We got a copy of their police videotape, and we see the police in this videotape having these strange conversations, kind of looking at the camera. It was almost like it was planned, and they were saying, "We're going to have the religious right here, and that's not going to go over too well with them. We want to protect everyone's free speech." And it was all kind of a strange setup, it seemed, through this video that we saw. So we actually filed a conspiracy claim with our lawsuit that includes both the Philadelphia organization.
Now, understand, it wasn't enough for them to just arrest you being in downtown Philadelphia. Then they wanted to put you in jail for many years, and even some of Bush's U.S. attorneys were helping on the whole situation. Tell folks about that.
Yeah, well, we had come out of prison after 21 hours out of jail, after 21 hours, and got charged with ethnic intimidation, which is the Pennsylvania hate crimes law.
You've been told that hate crimes, after, say, a black man gets gunned down, we throw this charge on top of it. No, it's your speech, folks.
That's right. That's
just the speech. Go ahead.
We were charged with riots. Although there was no riot, we were charged with criminal conspiracy because we all planned on coming to this event. Then we were charged with 5 misdemeanors. So all these charges could have landed us individually in jail, each 47 years and $90,000 in fines each. So it was a travesty in that.
Now understand, folks, they were polite, they were nice, they were well-spoken, they were just walking down the street praying with signs, and in America, the cops were so warped, they actually went and arrested them, and then they got charged, and all of this happened. It finally got thrown out, though.
Yes, a common police court judge dismissed the charges. She looked at the videotape, and she said there's no merit to any of these charges. So that was a good thing, but just imagine if a judge was sitting on that stand who had the same mindset as these police officers.
Well, Mark, let's face it. I mean, Michael, let's face it. We have to get ready for this as Christians, as freedom fighters, as people that are going to fight evil, period. Some of us are going to have to go to prison. But the New World Order is going to lose in the end. If we have the attitude of, no, we better roll over to go along with them, then it's going to be far worse for us.
That's right.
I mean, if people have to go to jail for standing up for defenseless babies, so be it. If people have to go to jail to stand up against DU being used on our troops and other people, so be it. I mean, nothing worth anything ever came free.
That's right. That's right. We must fight. And if it requires jail time, then I'm willing and I'm ready.
You'll just have a ministry in prison, won't you?
That's right. So there's something to look forward to in that respect.
Well, I mean, it does show that America is a changing place, because you're a defender of free speech, period. I mean, I'm sure you're aware of what's in the new Patriot Act expansion, a new national police force, and the national police at any place can designate you're not allowed to be there, and then instantly arrest you, not even give you a chance to leave, just instantly arrest you. Did you hear about that?
Yes, I have, and it's very disturbing.
By the way, folks, I'm not exaggerating. It actually says that. But I've got some stuff even worse they're trying to pass right now. The stuff we just mentioned has passed. Mark, I keep saying Mark, because one of our callers is Mark. Mark, Greg, others, your calls are coming up here after the break. Michael Markavich is our guest. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Michael Markavich with Repent America. And whether you love him or hate him, I love him. You should fight to the death for his right of free speech. I mean, I don't want to hear it because we got terrorists attacking us. You know, just this whole backdrop of police state. This isn't a joke. I mean, I've been in New York. I've been in other parts of the country where the cops come over and just arrest people for no reason and then put false charges on them. You know, that came out in New York at the RNC. That they would just then put false charges on you. Police that weren't even there at your arrest would just fill out some things, in some cases felony charges, who weren't even there. I mean, when the government will just, yeah, let's put them in life, put them in prison for the rest of their life, 47 years. Yeah, let's just arrest those people and charge them with a felony that's 5 years in prison. Yeah, I wasn't there, but I'll just fill out a report. Hey, let's pick a crime, Bob. Okay. I mean, the government is going criminal. And they tried to pass all this hate crimes legislation. Listen, the guys that drugged that poor black man to death out in Jasper, Texas, they were all given the death penalty. Do they need a, quote, hate crime? You hear, oh, the government wouldn't let us have a hate crime. The evil right-wingers wouldn't. They went unpunished. I remember hearing national PSA propaganda pieces saying that. They were all given the death penalty. No, it's going to be used against anti-war activists, pro-life activists. It's going to be used against anybody that the establishment doesn't like. Listen, I found out that when I was in England, they were arresting reporters, mainstream reporters, ITN TV producers, who would do things like get a copy of the police report of the Dominguez shooting. I didn't know why the cops came over and threatened to arrest me and took down my info. Little did I know, I was about to go to jail and be charged and spend time in a British prison. I've now done research and learned that all around me they were arresting reporters and police to cover up that shooting, which was clearly a government op, covering something else up. The point is that things are getting scary. They've banned protesting around Parliament now in England. All over the Western world, things that our forefathers fought and died for are being destroyed. I'm going to take some calls, Mike in California and others that are holding, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231 for our guest, Michael Markavich. Michael, I want to get into the latest story here briefly and talk about it and recap some of the details we haven't covered with what happened in Philadelphia. But first off, give us your website and tell us about your organization.
Sure. We welcome people to our website at www.repentamerica.com. That's repentamerica.com. And our organization, we're a Christian-based organization in Philadelphia. And what we do is we organize different events and efforts to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ publicly. So that is our goal. And our theme is calling a nation in rebellion toward God to repentance.
What is the establishment, Michael, so afraid of? I mean, there have always been people on soapboxes. In the past, you could go anywhere you wanted and do that. Then they said, oh, you got to have a permit, which has been proven to be unconstitutional. And then, oh, we're not going to issue it. And then, oh, your speech is offensive. And then now Scarborough gets up on TV and says, we need to arrest these school teachers that are criticizing the president. You're not allowed to do that. I mean, what happened to us? Why is this elite so afraid of free speech?
That's a very good question, and I'm sure it's a multi-pronged answer in that there's so much that's been going on where government officials are being challenged, they're being held accountable by the people through the use of the First Amendment, and government has no other option but to somehow suppress that and to interfere with it.
What are some other examples? I know there's a lot of them of Christians having their free speech violated here in the United States, and then I want to get into this latest incident that you personally experienced.
Well, I know of others who have had similar experiences dealing with the issue of having been arrested because they have pro-life signs. In fact, interestingly enough, in New York, I was arrested amongst many other different types of people who I don't necessarily agree with on different positions. And the reason was is because we were there with the purpose of challenging government officials concerning their actions and their allowance of abortion. And so in jail for that 32 hours, I was handcuffed to homosexuals. I was handcuffed to anti-war protesters and all kinds of people. And we could all at least agree on one thing. And that is what happened in New York City at the Republican National Convention was outrageous and unacceptable.
Well, I interviewed you after it happened, but I also interviewed an American Spectator writer. And he was just standing away from a crowd, taking photos of it and writing notes. And the cops came right over to him and said, you're going too, buddy, drug him off, and then falsified reports on him.
Right. Well, this is what they're saying. They're saying it's in the name of safety that they're doing these things. And they're saying that for safety reasons, we can't allow you to cross the street. This is another example in another federal lawsuit we have. I couldn't cross the street where everybody else was going is because they feared for my life, the police. Although there was no visible signs of violence of any kind, this was another incident in Philadelphia before the outfit.
Well, that's the Soviet Union or Rwanda. We're going to send the Christians to this camp for their safety, and then the UN kills everybody or brings in the Hutus to do it. And the same thing in the Soviet Union. You know, we're going to drug you for your safety. We're going to take your freedom for your safety.
Right.
What about this latest case where you're there on the edge of the university grounds, and in your lawsuit you pointed out that if somebody was there talking about sports, it would be acceptable. But if you start talking about abortion being bad, then you get arrested.
Exactly. Well, every year we have a pro-life tour, and we travel around the greater Philadelphia and surrounding areas to expose the reality of abortion. We have some photographs that show an abortion. And what we do is we speak to people, hand out literature, and so on. And at this previous incident here in October, we had our tour, and I was on a sidewalk outside of Westchester University in Westchester, Pennsylvania. It's a Commonwealth University. It's run by a state agency called the Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education. And they have this ordinance, if you will. They call it a policy a registration policy. It really is a permit saying that if you want to engage in any type of free speech, First Amendment activity, any expressive activity, you need to register 2 hours in advance. And
sir, the University of Texas did a few years ago. Now they just don't allow anything. And then you've got to go ask them for permission. And if a student group doesn't certify you, then you can't come on. And even if the student group certifies you, they refuse the student groups.
Well, that's just an unconstitutional, obvious policy they have. And in this case, we're challenging Westchester's, and hopefully we'll follow through with other universities that do the same, because we do travel around in different places across the U.S., and we must preserve that freedom for as long as we can. And being on Westchester's campus with these signs, the administrators came out. I debated with them for a while. They said they had a policy last year, and they said they changed it after our
turn. They're not laws. They're not laws. They're policies.
That's right.
And they changed it after you were there last time, admitting they changed it for you.
Exactly. So they're just trying to adapt it to see where they could fit it into the law. So they believe they have reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions that they can use. So they have these 50-foot buffer zones against any property. So we have to be 50 feet away from any
academic
building.
It's like George Bush free speech zones.
Exactly. Now, this is only after you get the approval 2 hours in advance before you could even do it. So it completely eliminates spontaneous speech, number one. So if President Bush decided to show up on campus for whatever reason and there were some anti-war protesters who wanted to be out there, they couldn't do it because that moment in time would be lost forever if his visit, you know, didn't last, 2 hours, which it probably wouldn't. So this is exactly what is happening. It eliminates spontaneous speech. It also, you cannot be anonymous. You have to register by giving your information. They cannot allow you to come on a campus without giving your information. Now, this is a state university. It's public property. And not only that, we did leave the campus itself, but we stood on the sidewalk where there's parking meters, telephone poles, and such, public right-of-way. And I had stood on the sidewalk. They said, no, you can't even stand on the sidewalk. We own from the curb inward. So I'd have to stand out in the road, which is the state road, in order to engage in expressive activity.
And then the police will arrive there and say you got to have a free speech permit.
Yeah, the municipal police probably would have arrived and said I would need a permit for there. But
same
the
folks that have taken you off for 47 years in prison you were facing. So
well,
it's just a freedom fest. I mean, it's, you know what? It sounds just like communist China.
Yes.
And by the way, folks, in communist China, they do have protests. I'm sure you've been hearing, well, I guess you probably haven't, folks, because it's barely in the news. They just go into whole towns now and just machine gun farmers because they're refusing to just give their land away because they'll basically starve to death. And now they have Tiananmen Squares every month over there for the last 2 years, and it's a footnote in our news. And I've seen national newspapers act like, well, the government in China dealt with some problems, taught them. I mean, our government's really changing. Whereas it was Tiananmen Square back in the late 80s, now it's just, well, China dealt with some problem people.
Well, Alex, I was charged with the defiant trespass in this case, and the district attorney decided to get involved. Now the district attorney is coming after me, and I face up to a year in prison and a $2,500 fine if I'm found guilty of defiant trespass, because I said I'm going to stand here. This is a public sidewalk.
Universities are supposed to be about free speech.
That's right.
You weren't in a classroom screaming into a doorway. You weren't screaming into the window. You were out in the area. I mean, that's why universities have forums and courts. That's why they normally have an area that's raised in the middle of a university court, because that's what's supposed to be going on there.
That's
is
right.
A free flow of ideas.
A universe of ideas. University, yes. And that,
not anymore, though, brother.
Well,
and our doctors
true.
Don't give Hippocratic oaths. Just everything's being abolished.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wasn't even saying anything when they came and cited me. I was just standing there with a sign, and they came, the chief of police, the university police, came, wrote the citation.
Do you have video? They'll claim you were
yep.
running around
we
with
have,
them.
We have video from the last 2 years of them doing this. This is the second year they did it. They didn't cite me last year because we left under the threat of arrest. And this year, I just said, this is enough. We're going to stand our ground. And I had decided that I'd accept the citation and deal with it in the court through the
Well, I don't want to hear it from the university libs when they get arrested and spend a year in jail for protesting Bush because they weren't in a free speech zone. They won't support you. Now, are you getting support from some of the Che Guevara people?
Well, actually, the county paper in Chester County, Pennsylvania, the local paper there did a editorial condemning the university and this whole situation with the policy. So, and they're a liberal-leaning paper, so we're thankful for that support. But, you know, I would like to see the ACLU come out and some others who claim, you know, free speech, and they start doing their usual routine. They're not doing it in this case.
Well, I mean, we're now hearing that reporters are going to be arrested if they expose corruption. We're now hearing, I mean, this is getting scarier and scarier, but the good news is it shows that we're putting heat on the establishment or they wouldn't be doing this. If we were ineffectual, they wouldn't be getting upset.
That's right. That's right. That's a great point.
Well, it's a host of issues where we're starting to have victories, and I think what happened to you is another sign of that. And, of course, this will just give you more attention for the cause of the unborn. This will just give more attention to the attack on free speech, and I think it's going to literally blow up in their face politically like it did a year and a half ago.
Well, we hope so, because this district attorney claims that all he's simply trying to do is enforce trespassing laws. And it's absolutely absurd. I mean, this is what he is stating.
Well, Vice President Cheney's had things that were advertised as town hall meetings open to the public. Of course, you've got to sign a statement saying you agree with him and will not disagree. I mean, how? And then they take your driver's license number. This is mainstream news. And then if you stand up and yell out a question during the questions, they will arrest you and charge you with trespassing. I mean, what's this new thing where you know, these are public events. You invite the public in, it's a public event.
That's right. That's right. And any view should be welcome and accepted as being a part of this. And that's what we're fighting against. It seems that every town we go to, the police come out, have no understanding of the Constitution, and following directives from their superiors, who don't have a clue either, or maybe they do, and they just want to, you know, obviously force us away.
Let's take a call. Let's go ahead and go to Mike in California. Thanks for holding, Mike.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Thank God for you and for Michael. Thanks, Mike, for what you're doing.
Thank you for the encouragement.
Yeah, hey, I wanted to tell you, there's a group out there called the Alliance Defense Fund. Have you ever heard of them?
In fact, we have allied attorneys of the Alliance Defense Fund that have been filing these cases on our organization's behalf and on my behalf.
Okay.
So we are
good.
Thankful for that.
Okay, I wanted to tell you, you know, I went to seminary, and when I was there, this hopefully will be an encouragement to Christians out there, because we have a lot more power than we realize. And what happened was we decided, the people of the seminary and the Bible College across the street, decided we were going to pray about Halloween one year.
Mm-hmm.
Started praying about 3 weeks before Halloween and continued praying through to about 3 weeks past Halloween. And just there were about maybe 20 of us total in the two schools.
Mm-hmm.
And we met once a week, but we all agreed we would pray each day concerning the things relating to Halloween in the metropolitan Chicago area. That's where it was. We were just north of Chicago. Anyway. So we did that, and then had some good results as far as, you know, what we felt like God was showing us, what the Lord was showing us to pray during the whole time. And then after that time period of 6 weeks passed, one of the group members was listening to the radio, and there was an interview going on one of the radio stations with the chief of police of Chicago. And they were talking about a variety of issues. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, the chief of police interrupts, and he says, you know, the weirdest thing happened this last Halloween. And the radio host replied and asked, well, what was that? And the chief of police said, not a thing. Not one thing happened. He says, what do you mean?
And normally Chicago is similar to Detroit, though not as bad. You had kind of a devil's night there.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
This chief of police said, we are still scratching our heads. We can't figure out, because for the whole time of Halloween, every year after year after year, it's always been, we have this incredible increase of demonic, satanic garbage going on, crimes all over the place. It just spikes way up.
That's fantastic.
He said, we saw not one thing.
Well, that's great testimony. I'm going to...
And what I'm hoping is that people will see this and understand they can do the same thing. It doesn't take very many people.
That's right.
You know?
All right, I'm going to move on. Thank you so much, sir. Randy in Arkansas, then Reagan. Randy, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Great job you guys doing. I love listening to you. I just wanted to quickly tell you, I'm a black man in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Yes, sir.
I live in a nice neighborhood. I'm not prejudiced. Never been prejudiced a day in my life. I was outside yesterday doing some simple yard work in my front yard. I came out of my carport. Police car passed by, slowed down. I'm thinking, what is he doing? Went to pick up a bag of leaves and stuff I was getting up out of my yard. Turned around, walked back slowly to my carport. Came on in the house. I have a security camera. This is a nice neighborhood I stay in, very nice, predominantly white. Come in and I look on my security camera. The police is all out in the yard, walking around. Huh. My girlfriend goes outside, asks the police, what's the problem? Well, ma'am, you have a black man prowling around your yard. Go back in the house. We'll take care of this.
Wow.
So I go outside and ask the cop, what is he doing? And he says, we thought you was prowling around in the yard, you know. I mean, that's just ridiculous that this things happen like this in this country. It's just ridiculous and sickening.
That is shameful.
Well, I tell you what, it deals with policing psychology. Instead of going after the crimes that have been committed and punishing people, the cops are all out basically just writing tickets, so they don't know real policing. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Too bad. The broadcast is basically over. Be sure and go to repentamerica.com. And I don't want to hear it. Okay? You don't go get somebody pregnant and then go have an abortion and kill the baby and then lie to yourself about it. And if you don't like it, fine. I mean, Democrats act like it's some holy sacrament. It's really special, abortion. You smile and giggle and laugh about it and jump around about it. It's not funny. It's a part and parcel of all this other evil. But regardless, people have the right to protest against it. And we have the right to wake people up to not do it. You know, most women don't know that they can get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to have that baby and give it up for adoption. So there's a shortage in babies for adoption, so CPS goes out and steals babies to give to people. Oh, I bet you didn't know that. See, women, they didn't tell you that instead of paying $500 to kill your baby, you can get paid tens of thousands of dollars. See, so you're not given your options. In fact, did you know there are less abortions every year in this country than there are people wanting to adopt? I don't want to hear liberals go, hey, nobody wants those babies. We're almost out of time here, folks. We've been talking about the First Amendment here. Let's talk to Reagan in Sacramento, California. Go ahead, Reagan. You're on the air with myself and Michael Markavich.
Hi. I have a question. I've been listening to you for about almost a year now, and I wouldn't call. You're the one person that I feel I can call and get some honest feedback for. I'm a little worried about people with disabilities, this whole Illuminati thing and rounding people up and kill them. I have a disability, and I wonder how long it's going to be before they start rounding us up and killing us.
They'll just euthanize you when you go into the hospital for care. And look, that's why this mentality is being hyped up. Abortion is part and parcel of that. Michael, you want to talk about that?
Well, without question, I mean, basically it's looking on the most vulnerable people and taking advantage of their life by ending them so we can have this is the whole agenda.
Yeah, man, you're not in danger now. You're able to walk and talk and stand up for yourself. It's when you're hurt. It's when you're in their grips. You know, doctors and nurses just think it's nice to kill you, just like it's nice to cut a baby out. You see, because the bioethicists say you don't have value.
That's true.
They're doing you a favor.
Yeah.
That's right. The dehumanization of people is definitely the government's agenda when they do these.
Yeah, that's why they're
things
on the news saying torture is good.
Right.
See, they're warping us, turning us into demons like they are. Bush's number two lawyer, John Hughes, says they can torture children in front of their parents sexually.
Yeah.
Oh, and he was asked about it at a CFR meeting, and he said yes. Thank you for the call. Isn't that a new level of evil, Michael Markavich?
Well, without question, I mean, in the news we saw some examples of nurses that are actually going around and putting to death people who were not even terminally ill, who had some kind of disability, and this whole mindset is definitely taking over in our governments, and with some of the new research they're doing, they think that they can take fertilized babies and then kill them for research. I mean, that whole mindset.
And then they call it stem cell. Richard in Connecticut, you got about 45 seconds. Go ahead, Richard.
Right, man, first of all, it's an honor to speak with you, and just want to say that I hope that things get better and not worse as far as the babies thing you're talking about, that I have some friends of mine that have some learning disabilities, too. As maybe as far as learning disabilities are concerned, maybe we got some time and maybe we can derail this whole program.
I hear you. Michael, give us updates as things develop. We can check those out at repentamerica.com. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex.
God bless you.
God bless you.
It's simple. You don't stand up for the Iraqi children, for babies in this country, for unborn babies. You don't stand for anybody. It's real simple. And a lot of you are wedded to abortion because you've had one or been part of one. Look, God will forgive you. What God doesn't like is that hard heart. You'll feel a lot better if you just repent. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of people to peacefully assemble and petition the government for a redress of grievances. First Amendment.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at gcnlive.com or call 877-300-7645.